Welcome, friendly viewers, to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television. On today's show, the first of a two-part series, we will explore the compassionate and selfless philosophy of the Ananda Marga organization. It is officially known as Ananda Marga Pracharaka Sangha and was founded by Sri Sri Anandamurti in Jamalpur, Bihar, India in 1955.
Ananda means bliss and Marga means the path. Ananda Marga is a path. When any human being moves in this path, he enjoys immense happiness. He enjoys the bliss of the Supreme.
Ananda Marga is both a spiritual and social movement. Its adherents strive for unity with the universal consciousness, while at the same time doing their part for societal balance. We'll be traveling to Korea, Formosa, or Taiwan, and the United States to hear from some of Ananda Marga's international members, including Dada Shabhasantananda from India, and Didi Ananda Rashmika from the Netherlands, and Mike from San Jose, California, USA.
This meditation was started in the land of India 7,000 years by what we call India Lord Shiva, and this was revived by Krishna second time 3,500 years before.
Its spiritual concepts are based on ancient Hindu and Vedic texts and follows tantric yoga traditions. Sri Sri Anandamurti wrote, "The Supreme Entity is the vastest entity, the ultimate source of all cosmic emanations. The Supreme Entity, which is difficult to conceive, is the subtlest of the subtle. He is farther away than any other entity, but again he is nearer than the nearest. Only the one who looks into the innermost recesses of himself can realize the Supreme Entity."
We say in Sanskrit, Atma Mokshartam Jagat Hitayacha. To achieve the emancipation, to achieve the liberation, to realize your own self, that is the main goal of each and every human being. While you are moving to realize yourself, you must have a perfect adjustment with everyone in the whole world.
Meditation is at the core of the practice for adherents to evolve spiritually, uniting the individual consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness. The asana method of practice, known as Ashtanga Yoga, originally came from the ancient text called Yoga Karunta. This form of yoga, which comprises of 8 parts, is practiced by Ananda Marga followers.
The first 2 parts are called Yama and Niyama. Yama are the principles of morality relating yourself to the society, how to make a very good relation with the society. The second part is called Niyama. Niyama is the principles of morality for your own self, to develop your own personality. The third step is what the world knows as yoga, but it's actually asana. Yoga is all the steps together. Asana is a science which you can call biopsychological. The mind depends on the body, and the body depends on the mind. Both are related to one another.
The 4th part is pranayama, which focuses on breathing. The 5th part is pratyahara, which centers around withdrawing the mind from the world. Dharana is the 6th step, which involves focusing the mind on a certain point. The 7th step is dhyana, which means allowing the mind to continuously flow into the cosmic consciousness.
And the last step is samadhi. Samadhi is generally called the result of all the steps. When a man or a woman is trying to follow these 7 steps, their mind gets ultimately suspended into the cosmic consciousness. and the suspension of the mind into the Supreme, that is what is Samadhi.
Kirtan is a type of chanting practiced in some Indian devotional religions prior to meditation to help calm the mind. Monks of Ananda Marga use the Kirtan Baba Nam Kavalam, which means everything is a manifestation of the Supreme Consciousness.
Anyone who practices meditation knows how difficult it is to, from being engaged in the external world, to sit down and turn the mind inwards. So Kirtan functions as a bridge. When we're in the world, our mind is engaged through our sensory organs and our motor organs with the mundane world. When we do Kirtan, we engage the motor organs and the sensory organs, but with the spiritual ideation. So the chanting of a mantra, still one uses the vocal cord, one uses the ears. Afterwards, it's much easier then to close down the sensory and motor organs and turn the mind inside, continue with the spiritual ideation.
Many religions emphasize the power of group effort, as does Ananda Marga with group meditation. It is the belief that surrounded by a community of like-minded individuals, each person's spiritual progress stands to benefit.
Even if meditation practice is personal and internal, everybody's encouraged to attend collective meditation once a week. Everybody is doing meditation, everybody is focusing their mind in the same way, creates a collective vibration that benefits a lot on the spiritual level.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Our noble lineage will be right back after these brief messages with our feature on the philosophy of the Ananda Marga organization.
So the service and the self-realization are together in this path. So there is no chance of neglecting the human society while you are moving towards your goal of life. Harme Pita Gauri Mata Swadesha Bhuvanatrayam. The Supreme Consciousness of the whole universe is my father, and the cosmic nature is my mother, and the whole universe is my family. This is the motive with which all the Anamagis move and behave in their life.
Welcome back to our noble lineage as we continue with our program on the spiritual and social movement known as Ananda Marga. According to their organizational statement, Ananda Margis believe that God is one and that the universe is the creation of his mental thought waves. Thus it is said, Brahma is the absolute truth, and the universe is also truth, but relative. The diversities of this universe are the transitory transformations of part of his infinite cosmic body in a never-ending flow.
Society forces the human mind to keep themselves in a small circles, circles of various divisions, in the name of countries, in the name of the cities, societies. We make so many divisions, but human society is one. It is indivisible. We cannot divide it in any way. All the human beings are brothers and sisters. And the whole universe is one family.
The meditation practices of Ananda Marga are offered to all, irrespective of caste, creed, or religion, so long as the individual aspirant seeks spiritual expansion. This openness and equality is a basis of the group's beliefs of universalism, where justice, security, and peace for all are advocated by its members.
Any human being can learn and base their lives on the sense of morality and build up a very nice personality and character in their lives and enjoy not only the physical and psychic life but also the spiritual life. And to make every human being spiritual is the main motto of this mission.
Due to Ananda Marga's principles of spiritual and social equity, individuals who practice this path must make a commitment to be morally sound and practice selflessness towards others. Abiding by moral standards is also a form of protection for the spiritual practitioner.
When somebody does this meditation of Ananda Marga, because it is an ancient science given by Shiva and propagated by Krishna, so this means a strong force. Like a small bulb is connected with the powerhouse. So if the bulb is not properly maintained, if there is no sense of strong morality in them, then the bulb may burst.
Through the keeping of moral precepts and the practice of meditation, Ananda Margis believe it will help them evolve to become a better people in society, as well as make strides towards their goal of becoming one with the universal consciousness.
The beauty in the system of Ananda Marga is that any human being, whatever is their state of mind, can start these practices, and gradually they will grow, and what is the good for their body, what is the good for their mind, keeps coming in their life, and what is not good for their body and mind gradually goes away from their mind. The reason behind it is they are given the principles of morality. One has to follow the principles of morality.
Now, after I look at myself through the years, I see that my life has changed completely. I used to drink, I used to smoke, I used to eat meat. And then when I was introduced to the meditation, I realized that there's something that flows through everything that is very dynamic and isn't static. And the lifestyle I was living was very static. All of a sudden, these changes started to be made. I enrolled back in school. I started to work for a non-for-profit. I stopped cursing. I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. Even though for years, I had tried to improve myself, and it was very difficult. But then meditation was the tool that actually helped me achieve these goals.
The material world entices our senses with all sorts of attractions, which fuel human desires. However, when humans realize the illusionary nature of this ephemeral world and our own physical limitations, we strive for a higher ideal.
Among all these desires, there is one desire of liberation. And when this desire becomes stronger than all other desires, then the Master appears in your life. So He is there inside our mind. In the form of our soul, the Master is present in us. Even the plants and animals also have the souls. Human beings also have the souls. So everybody has the Master inside them.
It is this respect for the God nature in all beings, including our animal co-inhabitants, that Ananda Margis adopt the vegetarian diet. Please join us next Sunday on our noble lineage for the second part of Ananda Marga in the spirit of love and service to all brethren, as we explore further the concept of ahimsa in the belief system of Ananda Marga. It was a pleasure to have you with us for our noble lineage today. Up next is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May the grace of heaven bring boundless blessings and miracles into your life. To learn more about Ananda Marga, please visit www.anandamarga.org.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.